Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are sinful and unclean by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your limitless mercy, looking and pleading for your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most merciful God,
who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us the real knowledge of you, and of your will, and real obedience to your word, so that by your grace, we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are forgiven.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
For the way of the wicked will perish.
For you are not a God who delights in wickedness.
Evil may not dwell with you.
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes.
You hate all evildoers.
You destroy those who speak lies.
The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man.
But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house.
I will bow down before your holy temple in the fear of you.
Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies.
Make your way straight before me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
But the way of the wicked will perish.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Lent is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them a warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it when he turns from his wickedness. And the righteous shall not be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, yet if he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered. But in his injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, yet if he turns from his sin and does what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has taken by robbery, and walks in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right. He shall surely live. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from the wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. This is the word of the Lord. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly.
Lord, you were favorable to your land.
You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people.
You covered all their sins.
You withdrew all your wrath.
You turned from your high anger.
Restore us again, O God of our salvation.
And put away your indignation toward us.
Will you be angry with us forever?
Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again?
That your people may rejoice in you.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let me hear what God, the Lord, will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly.
Surely, his salvation is near to those who fear him.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness meet.
Righteousness and peace give each other.
faithfulness springs up from the ground.
And righteousness looks down from the sky.
Yes, the Lord will give what is good.
And our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before him.
And make his footsteps away.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 10th chapter. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is patient toward you,
not wishing that any should perish.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and none was found. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. And if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Sorry.
mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. Yet your people say, "The way of the Lord is not just," when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is right, he shall live by this. Yet you say, "The way of the Lord is not just." O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. Shakespeare made an observation that all the world is a stage. I think it's an apt metaphor, but I'm going to offer you another one. Life is a game. Or more accurately, a set of games. When children learn to play, it's learning how to deal with the games, how to live in a broken world, learning the different rules for the different settings, and learning that success comes from mastering those rules, all of them. Things don't change a lot when we grow older. It's true there are more settings. The rules might be harder, more ambiguous, but rules are still there, guiding or constraining or being annoying, but always there. And so we adapt, and we use another skill that we learned along the way. Let's call them house rules. Do you remember when you were a kid and you played games that had rules in the box, and you made up your own as you went along? Well, we've all done that. The children of Israel had done the same thing. God had given them his law. They knew what was right, and they knew what was wrong. They knew God's rules. And they added some of their own. That was true in Ezekiel's time, and it hasn't changed. Certainly hadn't changed when Jesus confronted the Pharisees about their own house rules. You see, they had a problem. They defined their own rules for their own righteousness, and it would kill them. I know we have a tendency to talk about God's laws in terms of how we go about breaking them. Unfortunately, that's kind of the normal. It's kind of the normal thing. But in a way, it's a false characterization, because God's law is a beautiful thing. It shows us how much he loves us. The second table of the law shows how much he cares for us and wants to keep us safe. But given our tendency towards sin, toward wanting to do our own thing, God's law feels like it's in the way. It's enough that when we do something wrong, when we do go our own way, we want to blame the rules. We want to blame the rule maker. The sinful nature just keeps digging its grave deeper and deeper. That's where our text today comes in. The people Ezekiel was addressing were more than willing to blame God for their troubles. They were doing things they were not supposed to, but they were following the rules, their rules. And when things didn't go their way, they complained. I can almost hear the cry, "No fair. We're supposed to win." Or as Ezekiel wrote it, Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just. But God is just. It was their own way that was not just. They cared more for their own rules than for the people around them. They didn't know justice at all. They certainly didn't understand that God's way is just. If they did understand God's justice, they would have been terrified. God's patience and mercies are sometimes harder to see. And that may be for the best. His justice is sure, as sure as it is terrible. When God says, O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways, it is not an idle threat. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does what is unjust, he shall die for it. The immediate meaning here was to the people of God who God had entrusted his law, the very people who he had rescued from Egypt and called his own. But time and time again, they had done what they wanted to do without regard to what God told them. Human nature doesn't change, does it? You and I know God's law and try to do what is right. And still we fail. We curse our neighbor. We despise those in authority over us. We desire things that would separate us from our God and Savior. The righteous doesn't stand a chance, no matter how hard we try. Do you feel the weight of sin? Well, I want you to hear something that Jesus said. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. We hear the same thing in Ezekiel. When the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by this. I suppose then the complaint in the text has some merit. The way of the Lord is not just. You and I deserve the full punishment that sin demands. But Jesus came in the flesh, lived a blameless life, suffered and died. And in that death, he took on the full punishment for all our sins. He rose from the dead and crushed those sins under his feet and ascended to the Father. Justice demands our blood, our death. Jesus satisfied the just demands of the law. The words of the prophets weren't just for the people who heard them 25 centuries ago. They were very much for us too. There is a promise here. When the wicked turns from his wickedness, when we acknowledge our sin and repent, then we too do what is just and right. And we can finally and truly understand what Jesus meant when he said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Then we shall live by this, by the blood of the Lamb poured out in mercy for you. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
Lord, my strength, I love you.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son. By faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend Joe Sineski, Karen Tyson, Melanie, John and Mary, Stan Thompson, Luann Trigo, Carol Wade, Sharon White, Dan and Patty, Don, Frank, Jack, Mark, Paula, Rich and Teresa, as well as our homebound, Anita Boudreaux, Karen Hamill, Janet Lipke, Rick Silvestro, Andrea Wetmore, and all who are in need, praying for them at all times. Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy, grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide all our needs. Watch over and protect all expectant mothers and their unborn children, especially Stephanie Miller, Kristen Gregory, Kristen Hanlon, Melinda Bergeron, Allie Moore, Shyla Moore. Comfort those who have suffered miscarriage or infertility. Grant peace, we pray, to all lands, and where there is war and strife, especially Ukraine. Guide the church to care for those in need. Protect the innocents, and bring to repentance those who are responsible. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins also as we forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil and all its wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us those trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
He is my sin, my God.
God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be restrained, but have the free rein it deserves, and be proclaimed for the salvation of souls, and for the joy and the strength of Christ's holy people, so that we serve you with steadfast faith and confess your name to the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.